This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a first lady who is not culturally American, but
ooh, what did she say? That was April Ryan talking about Melania. Now, I may not stand up and fight for Donald Trump the way y'all, a lot of people try to act like I do, but I will fight for Melania. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Culturally American. Interesting that April Ryan would say that, because that's what people said of Barack Obama, and they called that those people were called racist. They were called racist. By the way, I disagree with them on Obama not being culturally American. Barack Obama's mom was American. He grew up in Hawaii. That's America. He's culturally American. He may not be culturally true blue, red blood American, you know, paint the flag and apple pie on his butt. But he's culturally American. He's culturally leftist American, which doesn't mean that he's in love with the country, as we certainly noted from what his wife said, Michelle, when she was asked about, you know, America. Well, I don't know if she was asked about it, but she actually said something about America.
Let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country, and not just because Barack has done well, but because I think people are hungry for change.
Yes, that, for the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm proud of my country. Wow. And now we get that Melania Trump is not culturally American. April Ryan trying to now walk back a comment. First of all, what does that mean? Here's some statistics. So Melania Trump, but she wasn't Melania Trump at the time, but she came to America in 1996 legally. In 2006, she became a citizen of the United States. And is, you know, good luck, bad luck, however you want to say it, she married a dude who is a billionaire. Most women would say that's good luck. I mean, it doesn't mean money is a good thing, but it certainly, it makes you the kids call, doesn't it? But anyway, so Melania marries a billionaire who's a successful dude, and she's living a life of luxury, and then that guy gets a whim and says, I can be president of the United States, and she says, go for it, baby, go for it. So he does it, and he makes it, and she becomes first lady. Let me tell you something. I don't know what's more culturally American than that. Coming here legally, working your butt off, using your attributes, and understanding what this country was willing to give you if you wanted to earn it, finding you, your husband, who I would suggest many women back in the day would have wanted to be a Trump woman, okay? And then helping him achieve his goals, and suddenly you can go back to your hometown, the First Lady of the United States. Are you out of your mind? Please. But we got April Ryan saying, oh, well, because Melania Trump started this new thing, Best Me or something like that. It's some, you know, first ladies always have just say no, or, you know, don't do drugs or whatever. What was Michelle Obama's? Get fit or something like that. Don't be fat. Don't make me come get you, fatty. Was that her program? You look like you're picking up weight. She had fat kids scared. You know, worse than that, her food program for schools, oh my gosh, prison food was better. There were kids that actually said that. They quoted that. I can't imagine food's any worse in prison. You know what? True story. My youngest son would bring home food program, do the food stuff. He'd bring home, like, extra oranges and stuff. And I was like, dude, what are you doing with all these extra oranges? He's like, well, he goes, this is leftover from school because nobody eats them. And these oranges, I don't know if you've seen oranges when they, or any fruit that stays on a tree too long because it doesn't fall off. They don't fall off in Arizona. Sometimes they'll just stay on the tree. In moist climates, they'll fall to the ground and rot. These will just dry out on the tree. Every one of those oranges looked like a dried out orange, like a spider had bit it and sucked all the juice out. It wasn't quite that bad. But let me just put it this way. To peel it, man, you had to start off with a pocket knife. You couldn't do it with your fingernails. Oh, no. Don't break a nail, baby. Yeah. Dudes, if you keep your fingernails short, you couldn't do it. I mean, it was like trying to get into a coconut. And so I was talking to my son. I said, what's the deal with it? He goes, Dad, nobody eats them. Nobody wants this. Nobody cares about this stuff. You know, they just give it away. At the end of the day, the principal and the assistant principal will stand at the door and just give away this food that nobody wanted to eat. They didn't want it. They weren't taking it home to their kids. So, long story short, April Ryan. This is my biggest issue with this is April Ryan talking about that Melania Trump isn't an American. She's not culturally American. I would say to her, Michelle Obama is not culturally American. Not the America that we know. Her husband is not culturally American in the sense of truly believing in this country and what it can do for people. He's not culturally American. The majority of black leftists are not culturally American. These are the people that don't stand for the flag. In fact, kneel, take a knee during it. Will argue with you about why would I stand say a pledge of allegiance to a country that oppresses black people? Is that culturally American? It's hard for me to even fathom that this lady would say something so stupid. Is she going to get away with it? NBC, I mean, CNN, they didn't do anything. The lady didn't even know what to say. She was kind of like, oh, you know, now she's talking about it because of this program that Melania Trump brought up, which is the, like I said, Best Me or something like that. I don't know whether these programs are successful, but you know what? You don't do drugs or just say no. Good project. Good program. I think it goes into a lot of life. I think it was Nancy Reagan that said just say no, right? Anyway, whoever it was, it's a good thing to do. You want to know why it's a good thing to do? It's a good thing for you to do. Not just in drugs. When people say, hey, Kev, can you help me do such and such? And you go, no. And they go, well, why not? And you go, because it does not serve my purposes. And you've never reciprocated in anything that I've done for you thus far. So the answer is no. Just say no when your kids want that little extra something that you know they don't deserve because they haven't earned it. Just say no when politicians ask you to donate money when they're not doing the things you want them to do. Just say no when your alma mater asks you to send money when you say, you guys have gone so far to the left, I don't even recognize you. Just say no. It doesn't just apply to kids and drugs, folks. It applies to a lot of people. But let me tell you what it doesn't apply to. Listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Culturally American. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm culturally true blue American, baby. True red American. I'm talking about red state. As in conservative, Republican, true blue. Love this country. Put it above all others. Doesn't mean that we don't do wrong. Does whatever you call it. Tell me all the warts on America and see what happens. I'm just going to go, they're beautiful, baby. I love your stretch marks, girl. Shut up. I love them stretch marks. Shut up. You had a lot of babies. Who cares? Yeah, we got warts, stretch marks, bunions, all kinds of stuff. But you know what? I love you. I love you. I do. Because you've given me an opportunity I would have never had anywhere else. And I'm a bright dude. I mean, you give me, buttermilk, butter. I'll make some butter. I'll make some bread. Give me something bad. I'm going to make it into something good. Give me an analogy like that. I'm going to turn it into something good. Because that's the way I am. I'm an optimist. Doesn't matter where I go, where I live. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to make it happen. You know, the reason why America. But see, here's the thing. I wouldn't have that mentality if I hadn't grown up in this country. If I hadn't grown up understanding how we were founded, what it took to do it. The more I understand that, the more I go, man, I love you, America. Ooh, I love you. You are so awesome, girl. You give opportunity to everybody, regardless. And then somebody comes along like April Ryan and says of our first lady,
you, she's not culturally American. She doesn't really understand. Look at what her husband's doing.
Really? Culturally American. Is it culturally American to let terrorists into our midst? Is it culturally American to send money to terrorist regimes? Is it culturally American to not educate our kids, particularly our kids of color? Is it culturally American to allow the level of crime to exist in our communities and do nothing about it, particularly the communities of color? Is it culturally America to down talk, to back talk, to, I'm not thinking of the word, the right word here, but to denigrate, how about that? The Christians in this country? Particularly for the sake of others? Is any of that stuff culturally American? Is it culturally American to constantly want to divide us, to talk about the President of the United States and say he's a racist while you ignore all the racist activities of the left? Planned Parenthood and the support of that. The do-nothing attitude of all these big city mayors that don't care about the crime in their neighborhoods. They don't care about the true lack of education, the fact that we spend millions, I mean billions and billions of dollars on education for the dumbest kids on the planet now. We have the dumbest educated kids on the planet. Make no mistake about it. Why do we denigrate a country who affords anybody that wants it an education? Pretty much a taxpayer expense. Same thing with health care. Yet they always could proclaim there isn't enough health care. Everybody gets treated. Go to the doctor. You'll get treated. You won't even get a bill if you're poor because we'll get to pay it. But they pretend that America doesn't have nationalized health care. We absolutely do. And it's better than anything they offer. You want to talk about culturally American? Here's the whole clip of what April and Ryan had to say about Melania Trump.
April, Kate points out there is, you know, obviously some pretty painful reality in the First Lady taking on cyberbullying and being kind online, and the First Lady is well aware of that.
Yes, she's well aware of her husband's cyberbullying. He's considered by some, well, many, I would say, in different sectors, one of the biggest bullies. He will call you out in a moment's notice. And she stood in front of him and basically said she wants to show young people how it's done and do it right, and they will pick up those habits. I wonder if the president will change. But there are realities. There are a lot of realities that she's dealing with. This is a first lady who is not culturally American, but she is learning the ways. And this is not just an American issue. These are not just American issues. These are international issues. You know, cyberbullying is an international issue. Social media is international. And also the opioid addiction issue. So it's not just here, but it's abroad as well. And we'll see if she takes that message abroad as she rolls this out for the next 4 years.
This is Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. KJ Radio. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Culturally American to denigrate an individual, Kanye West, because he dare say, I support the president. I support Donald Trump. I tell you, I tried to meet with Barack Obama. He wouldn't see me, but Donald Trump would meet with me. Is it culturally appropriate or culturally American to tell to say of any black person that meets with Donald Trump, you're a sellout, you're a race traitor, and so on and so forth? Is it culturally American to teach a group of young black kids that it's okay to not like Donald Trump, but you have to love Barack Obama, who did nothing for blacks? And Donald Trump, who is showcasing the true nature of American spirit, as he deal with issues that are plaguing the entire American community, because blacks are a subculture within that, but the culture of America is being attacked, and he addresses it by helping all Americans, which, by the way, helps more blacks than anybody. Donald Trump has done more for blacks in the year and a half that he's been president than Barack Obama did in an entire 8 years, with full of promises and supposedly full of promise. More blacks are more disillusioned with government, disillusioned with the system, disillusioned with white folks, disillusioned with their own lives, and you name it, because of Barack Obama, not because of Donald Trump. And I could go on. All the comparisons. Oh, Donald Trump, he doesn't have enough black people in his cabinet. He doesn't have enough this or that. And then they attack his wife, who puts an initiative that says, best me or something like that, which I'm just presuming is be the best you. You know, the best advice I could get, I've talked about this before, folks. The best advice I can give to you or to any of your children is understand who you are and present that. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to save yourself a lot of headaches. And let me explain. If you find your mate, your soulmate, and you present the you that the left wants you to present, you know, that fake you, that you is going to just, that you disappears. So you may meet Miss Amazing, and you want to front, as we say in the vernacular. You want to front. You want to make her believe you're more than what you are. You are headed for disaster. You might as well tell baby girl, I'm this way. This is me. We can work on me together, but this is me. All my warts, all my problems, all my issues. And you know what? I'm willing to accept you the same way, because despite how absolutely stunning and gorgeous and fantastic you look to me, you know what I know? You got issues. And if we can admit that up front, we're headed for some good times. That's what I would tell you. How you better know your friends, how you better know your employees and everybody. Because we all want to paint this picture that it's all great. And conservatives come to that conclusion much better than most people that, you know what, it isn't all that it seems. I understand that. Let's discuss it so we all know we're level setting and we're good. Leftists don't want to do that because they like being fakes.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Is it possible to be lonely in America? What in the world are you talking about? How is it possible to be lonely anywhere these days? Are you kidding me? Come on, we've got, at least 10, 15 different ways to reach out to one another. You know what I'm saying? What? We've got Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all kinds of instant messaging things. We've got Pinterest and I mean, it used to be when you only had, what was the one? The one that went out of business, kind of. Nobody uses anymore, where all the musicians go. You had that. You've got teapartycommunity.org. Did I mention that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. And yet I read this article after showcasing all the different ways that we can communicate with one another, which, by the way, also means face-to-face. You know, those encounters that we used to have, that we used to plan. Hey, we're all going to go over to so-and-so's house on the weekend. Going to see grandma. Now we just Skype with her, right? Oh, thought of another one. There we go, Skype. And there's a host of other ones. Do you find yourself feeling closer sometimes to people you know on social media than your own family? I do. I find myself having these social media friends in don't even realize, you know, am I still friends with the people that I actually know? People on social media, Kevin, hey, if you happen to be in Atlanta, man, come on over. I'll make barbecue for you. You can stay at the house. No kidding. Let's go. Meet up. Let's have a drink. Blah, blah, blah. And then with friends, I'm going, okay, well, who do I know in Atlanta that I went to school with? Let me think. We don't even keep the information handy like it used to be in the past. Remember, my grandmother had an address book. And I swear to you, that thing was tattered and worn. It was sun-beaten. There was oil. You know, so yeah, that ink would get oily. And then it kind of bleeds into the page where you could barely read it. I'm telling you, my grandmother must have 15, 20 different little books where she kept people's information. And she'd have three of them in her big old carry purse. And everywhere we went, she'd look through, and she'd have to look through them, put her glasses on, thumb through them if we went to town. I thought Ada lived. Ada, I know Ada lived here. I can't remember. You know, she'd be thumbing through trying to find Ada's phone number so we could find a payphone to call Ada and Charles, you know, or Chris and Cleve. I remember it. She didn't have a repository that had all the information there where she could scroll. And then she could keep all 2,000 people in there and forget who they are. Here's the thing. Families, you knew a finite number of people, and you knew them kind of well. You might meet other folks and get together from time to time, but your circle of friends, I would say once a quarter, we would see Chris and Cleve. And it was a planned thing. And they had a daughter named Joanne who was pretty. She was my babysitter, me and my brother's babysitter. But once a quarter, we'd go to San Antonio, and instead of staying at my aunt and uncle's house, my grandmother's sister, we'd stay with Chris and Cleve. Or at the very least, my grandmother would say, well, I got to go over and you got to go visit Chris and Cleve. But nowadays, we don't have that. I mean, I don't believe we do. Sure, there's a couple of people that you know pretty well, but I'm saying I got friends from high school, relationships that go back, you know, a lot of years. Never seen them. But I'll meet somebody that I've known virtually for 5 years, and, hey, I'm going to be in so-and-so, and we go out for drinks, usually with a bunch of people, or, you know, certainly, because it's politically motivated, a lot of these people are at different events, and, yo, Kevin. And then, if they're coming through my town, then they're like, I'm going to be in your town, man. Okay, well, Gary, let's get together, you know? That's what happened with me and Travis. Travis was on his way to a concert. And suddenly, he's like, yo, Kev, I'm going to be in. I saw he was coming. I was like, hey, Travis, if you got to go from where you are to get to California, you might be coming through Phoenix. I am. All right, dude, let's get together. Okay, bro, let's do it. Boom, we went out to steak dinner. Had a great time. I'm going to be in Atlanta. Travis says, hey, man, if you let me know when you're in Atlanta, I'll try to get there and blah, 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 meet the fam. Okay, cool. So we're setting that up right now. But there you go. Guy, don't know that well, but we become buddies. They say we're lonely. The evaluation of loneliness was measured by a score of 43 or higher on the UCLA Loneliness Scale, a 20-item questionnaire developed to assess subjective feelings of loneliness as well as social isolation. The UCLA Loneliness Scale is frequently referenced in an acknowledged academic measure used to gauge loneliness. So this is official. Yeah, you can set the atomic clock by the loneliness scale here. If you believe you're lonely, go take the test and figure out where on the scale you are. But they surveyed more than 20,000 U.S. adults ages 18 or older, and here are the alarming findings. Nearly half of Americans report sometimes or always feeling lonely, 46%, or left out, 47%. I will tell you right now, I am never in that group. When I'm alone, I actually feel pretty good because I'm always around people. So to be alone is like, whoa, this is good. I'm not on stage. I'm not trying to do anything for anybody. Nothing. I like being alone. Here's another stat. 1 in 4 Americans, 27%, rarely or never feel as though there are people who really understand them. 27% don't feel understood. They feel misunderstood, I would presume, right? 1 in 4, 27%. 2 in 5 Americans sometimes or always feel their relationships are not meaningful. 43%. Another 43% say that they are isolated from others. Is this the world we've created, or is this the world that they just live in? How do you isolate? You know what? Here's what's interesting. If you go to a big city and you look at one of these big apartment buildings and very few people actually know each other, they'll see each other in passing, no conversation. The reason why I can tell you this, for quite a few reasons, but one recently I was with a friend of mine. I was in Chicago and he and I were roommates years ago and go to his apartment. He's in a high rise, beautiful building, beautiful place. And we passed 3 or 4 people that, you know, that pass each other every day. I didn't see a single one of them acknowledge the other, like, hey, neighbor, what are you doing? Oh, man, yeah, you know, that new bar opened up down the street or anything like that. There was no conversation. He went out to walk as he was about to walk his dog. Another girl, I want to say she was an Indian girl, she was walking her dog. And then there were other people just coming in and out. And the only one that everybody spoke to was the security person. It was a black lady who was a security person. But other than that, to each other, none, nothing. Anyway, they say 1 in 5 people rarely or never feel close to people or feel like they can talk or feel like there are people they can talk to, 18%. So 20% say they rarely feel or never feel close to people, and 18% feel like there are people that they can talk to. There are never or rarely feel like there are people they can talk to. I'll get it out. So, again,
Why? You know, so one of the things I used to do with my kids, when people would come up to them and they'd introduce themselves to me, right, and I'd say, okay, and I'd introduce my son. Okay, sons, meet so-and-so. And they had to look them in the eye, pleasure to meet you, sir, and shake their hand. And then there were times where they'd say something like, hey, you think those kids will play with me, Dad? And I'd go, go ask them. Ah, it's okay. No, you brought it up. Go ask. You're going to learn how to interact with people. It isn't that difficult. Loneliness in America, loneliness with all the ways for you to make friends, all the dating sites, and even the ones that don't. There are sites that just say you want to meet people to be friends with. What about the ones, these sites that say, hey, we're all going to be doing a hiker, you know, a hiker's thing, or we're going to do Pilates in the park, or, you know, we're a restaurant group and we go check out new restaurants. All the clever ways that people have essentially created for people to interact. Consider what it was years ago when people barely got to see each other. You go to town once a week, or you go to the city once a week or once a month. You live so far out, nobody came to visit. And we got all this way to interact, and people don't want to interact. Let's see. Americans who live with others are less likely to be lonely, and that makes sense. I mean, even on just a basic level. Only around half of Americans, 53%, have meaningful in-person social interactions, such as having an extended conversation with a friend or quality time with a family on a daily basis. That is just sacrilege. Man, do you know how much you get out of understanding people and asking questions and being curious about them? Wow. Generation Z, adults 18 to 22, the loneliest generation, claim to be in worse health than their older generations. I believe that. These are kids that don't know hard work, wouldn't know if it came and bit them in the crotch. You know, everybody else worked hard for a living, you know, took a breather off to, and couldn't wait to go interact with their family and friends and loved ones. Interesting study.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy?
I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The president's poll numbers, at least on issues, are going up. As far, this is a CNN poll, and the numbers are climbing when it comes to the economy, foreign trade, immigration, and handling foreign affairs. We'll read some of the numbers for you.
Absolutely. What's interesting is it regards all those things. 6 in 10 say that things in the country are actually going better. And so you look at the metric, and it starts a couple of months ago, and slowly but surely, apparently the country appreciates or values what the president is doing. They like what he is doing as the numbers go up.
Well, when it comes to the economy, we're at 52%. 52% of you like what he's doing with the economy. That's up 4 points. Foreign trade, 43%. That's up 5 points. Immigration, 40%. That's up 4 points. And handling foreign affairs tops 40%. That's the first time since last April.
Well, guess what else that's like? Reuters. Guess what else that's like? The Rasmussen poll. And here's, if you're listening on radio, that's basically, it just shows up 4 points with the economy. Trade up for, foreign affairs up for, and his numbers are through the roof when it comes to handling North Korea specifically on a different poll.
Numbers are up. The economy, 52%, probably closer to 65%. I would say add another 10%, 20% to any of these polls, and you're closer to the truth. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Donald Trump's polling well. Brian Kilmeade ended that by saying North Korea, he's up. Add Iran to that soon, because Trump's handling of Iran, wait 6 months to a year, and you're going to see results that you've never believed. You're going to see the wars in the Middle East start to settle a bit. Iran's mad. They're, ooh, we're going to get you, and you know we're going to go faster into building our nukes. Good luck with that. By the way, shout out to the Israelis. Holy cow. So here's what the Israelis did. If you weren't listening to the show earlier, I played a clip of Netanyahu. He gave a 16-minute discussion of the information that the Israelis captured from Iran. Whoa. That's all I can say. Hundreds of thousands of documents. Pages and pages. CDs and CDs. Volumes of stuff. And they've proven what Iran has been doing. But what it shows you is this. The Israelis have an intelligence apparatus that is second to none. While we in the United States are looking at our clandestine agencies who spend more time spying on us, private citizens like Donald Trump, then trying to rationalize their inability to get rid of him and actually continuing their operation to depose a sitting president after he's in. Look at the data that they've done to Cohen, his attorney, to heck with attorney-client privilege, and look at the nonsense that continues. Meanwhile, you know what Israel does? Israel protects its interest. That's what they're doing. So they got a treasure trove of information from these Iranians. It's just amazing. Anyway, I didn't want to get into that. I want to get into some of these races that occurred on Tuesday of this week. And I'm going to if you look at the outcome of these races, this has Trump's fingerprints all over it. For the Democrats to be, we're going to be winning this race or that race. Good luck. I don't really mean that. But you know what? Do your will, as they say. State Attorney General Patrick Morrisey claimed the nomination over, I believe this was in, where was this at? In West Virginia? Yeah, West Virginia. So some other guy was supposed to win it who was indicted or something like that. I don't know all the details of it. But Patrick Morrisey won, and Patrick Morrisey was endorsed by President Trump. Wasn't supposed to be the guy to win. Now we're practically guaranteed Manchin's seat in the Senate. Now I know everybody, Kevin, what's going to happen in the House? What's going to happen in the House? Let me tell you something. What's going to happen in the House is you're going to see some flips. You're going to see some flips. You're going to see at least four Democrats get tossed out. And the Republicans that they say are up for grabs, I don't believe that the left is going to win more than two Republican seats. Yep. Anyway, Morrisey tweeted this. Mr. President, if you're watching right now, let me tell you, your tweet was huge. It's what he said in his nomination address. Here's what I want you to understand about that tweet. Recall back during the midterms, how many politicians wanted to run with Barack Obama? In 2010, you had a few because they were still living in the afterglow of the honeymoon. Right. Even though it was a disappointment, they were still on the honeymoon. In 2014, you couldn't pay a politician to campaign with Barack Obama. There wasn't enough money. They wanted nothing to do with him. How many? Think about this. If Barack Obama is such a big deal, he's the guy that's still running the party, right? People love him. Tell me how many people he campaigns for. Do you know of anybody campaigning with Barack Obama? Here's what they'll campaign on, the closest they'll get.
We're still campaigning on the Barack Obama legacy, the Barack Obama's, what do they call it, his platforms or whatever. We still believe in this, and they'll use platitudes. You know, we believe in, you know, taxes, not taxing the poor and the taxing. They won't tell you we believe in the higher taxes of Barack Obama, not after the tax cuts of Trump. They won't tell you they believe in, you know, the Obamacare. They'll say we believe in the health care overhaul that was done during the Obama administration. They won't tell you I support the Obama agenda 100%. You put me in, I will work to get that agenda back. And then better than that, ask Obama to come campaign with you. I dare you. The only people who would dare even think about having crazy Barack Obama campaign with him are members of the Congressional Black Circus. Those circus clowns, maybe. And I'm going to tell you something. I think most of them don't want him. They're just lucky. They're lucky that they've been gerrymandered into districts where they don't have to worry about it. It's who, I mean, it's a snake pit over there. Because they know a Democrat, a black Democrat's going to win the seat. They just don't know who is the kingmaker over there who can say, I'll get you money or I won't get you money. But wait till that dries up. Wait until Donald Trump cleans up politics to the point where these congressmen and stuff can only live off what they make. And you know, all the trickery and stuff is gone because people have to work for the greater good. And it's not just egocentric, color-centric, gender-centric crap. It's actually what's best for the country. MAGA. Wait till that happens and see how the complexion of the Congressional Black Circus is in a decade. Anyway, I'm looking at these races and I was overwhelmed at seeing the influence of Donald Trump into politics. Patrick Morrissey gladly thanking the president publicly, saying your tweet helped, guarantee you he will want him to run. Trump will be requested to run in districts, folks. They will beg him to come. Please, Mr. President, will you send? I got a political announcement. I believe it was from Patrick. Vice President Mike Pence congratulated Patrick Morrissey, I meant to say. Morrissey on Twitter saying, the great people of West Virginia need a senator who supports a MAGA agenda. That's a shot over the bow to Manchin, who, by the way, was nuzzling up to Trump. I know I'm a Democrat, but I side with you everywhere, but they know he can't be counted on. You know what's happening right now in the Republican Party and with the Democrats in general? Politicians in general? We are cleaning house, folks. Swamp rats going every single day. Legislation these people propose out the window going every single day. Donald Trump rescinded billions of dollars of things that they wanted when they passed the budget. He's rescinding billions of dollars. It's going to go back to Congress, but we'll see how it works out. He's doing everything he said. In Indiana, Democrat Senator Joe Donnelly is going to face off in November against Braun, a multimillionaire owner of a national auto parts distribution business. The guy loaned $5.4 million of his own money to the campaign, but he credited his victory to voter disenchantment with business as usual, said he hoped to join other Republican senators who came from outside of politics. He will be supporting Donald Trump. Here's a guy that doesn't need the money either. Here's a guy that said, you know what? I don't know what you may have on me, but let's do it. And oh, by the way, I can bankroll my own my own stuff. So we got it, man. I'm telling you, Greg Pence, the vice president's brother's running for a congressional seat that was vacated by Mike, or was once held by Mike. Marine, owner of antique malls, he's running. Good news for us, folks. Stay tuned.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.